One of my favorite quotations from the gospel is Jesus said, we should be gentle as dove, but cunning, wise as serpents. In other words, just because you're good doesn't mean you should be a pushover, someone who doesn't think out of the box. But you should be someone that if you're stopped doing something good, look for another way. Look for another way. There is often, as we say, more than one way to skin a cat, more than one way to solve a problem. There was a story about an owner of a very small store in a strip mall. And next to him, a new business opened up and they put a big sign that you couldn't even see what the name of their store was. And it says, the best deals in town. And on his other side, a guy opened up a store and it says, best products for the lowest price. And that small store owner thought, what should I do? Well, he put a big sign covering his store that said, entrance. There's more than one way to think and to live. And we as Christians should think God is our example. Do you remember how often perhaps you've heard this saying, how come all the good people suffer? They die early, they have different sicknesses, and these evil people are doing so well. They're living so long. And here you have an example, this person, that person, they have tragedies in their life. And sometimes we might even go further. When are they going to die, those evil people? Imagine if someone asked you that question. When is your bad child going to die? You would be shocked. Well, I love all my children, especially those who are having trouble. I go to protect them. It would be unusual, a mother, that one child falls and she hugs the other one and takes it away. You always go to the one that's hurt. And so we have to think like God thinks. Maybe that person who has wealth and health and is living a long time, but living an evil life, God is patient because that's their child. He's giving them more time to change their life around. We too often like to bury people before they're dead, before they have an opportunity to change. Once again, we should be cunning. We shouldn't be taken for fools. We shouldn't let them abuse us or deal us out of a business. We need to use our mind. There's one way. But think as Jesus, because in today's gospel, just the one idea I want you to remember, when Zacchaeus climbs the tree, he was small of stature, but very rich because he was a tax collector and he used to steal the people's money. But he wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus says, today I will be in your home. God knows us. We are sometimes like teenagers who think our parents are old, our grandparents are old. What do they know about life, love, adventure? They're too old. They don't know anything. And that's how sometimes we think about God. What does God know about me? I'm insignificant. Look at how big the universe. Look how small I am. And God, in this example, says, I want to be in your home today. Throughout the entire Gospels, and indeed in the entire Bible, one of the subliminal messages that we often miss, God is involved in your life. He wants to be more involved in your life and develop a relationship. He knocks on our door. He offers himself, but he will not push you beyond your free will, nor will he force you to be good. God needs to be invited, but he's already at the door. He's ready to be part of your life. And that's one of the messages of Lent. God knows what you're going through. He knows your weaknesses, and he is very understanding. Slava Isusu Christu.